Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, continuing to celebrate our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for being with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and it's just you and me. You know, folks, I've been talking about the first part of the hour. I talked about my disdain for the Tax Cut Jobs Act and how it's disproportionate to small business, and how small business owners you're not going to have the tax cut money that corporate America has. And so what I wanted you to do, though, is I want you to get your head around this vacuum that's being left. Look around you. You see the building's empty. You don't have to imagine what's happening. I don't have to do an animal shadow on the wall here for you. You can look at the buildings that are empty. Sears is gone. Macy's is gone. What was the technology firm? I'm trying to think of the name of it. Best Buy. Best Buy is gone. A bunch of others, Penny's, Macy's, Penny's and Kmart, dozens and dozens of them. Even if they're not out of business, they closed up thousands of outlets, thousands of installations, thousands of buildings. So you can look around you. Now, I want you to drive around and look at those empty buildings and say, okay, those buildings used to have customers in them. Where are those customers going now? Am I getting my share of them? And if not, what do I have to do to get my share of them? Number one, you probably need to find out where those people are going and why they're going there. They've got some expectations. So you probably need to do a little research. It's going to cost you a little money. Not a lot, but a little bit. And do a little research and find out where are people going. Have they said, okay, I'll just buy online? I still like doing business with Macy's. I'll just go to their website. Are they doing that? But then you got to ask them, okay, but why? If you could always do that. Why did you go to the store? Well, sometimes I wanted to touch things. Okay, fine. That's what I need to know. So now you say to people like that, you can still come to our store and touch things. You know, we know you're still a human being, and human beings like to be face-to-face sometimes. And if you need help with that, if you're having trouble figuring out how to pay for that, this is where you build a financial model. You build a model for what you think it will take. You do some research. This is where you're the CEO of your company, my friends. I keep talking to you about becoming the CEO. Stop being the manager and become more of a CEO. Let somebody in your organization manage the business today while you sit in there in your office and do the research on what it would take for you to claim some of this vacuum that's being left by the legacy retailers. What do you have to do? And find out what that is. Maybe contact your industry. Contact your trade group. See what their thoughts are. Maybe they've got an expert who can help you. Maybe they've got some researchers that can help you. Maybe they've got some free stuff that you can use. Get out of your four walls, my friends. You cannot hold up inside your four walls. You got to get outside your four walls and find out what's going on. So, all right, so you're going to have to beef up your knowledge of what's going on in the marketplace. You need to know what people are doing now. The reason you got to do this, my friends, is this has never happened before. I've been telling you this. What we're seeing right now, your experience is something that no one in the world has ever experienced before, not in 10,000 years of humanity. It's never happened before. So this is different. You got to find out how people are responding to this difference, and then you got to take action that's sort of like Gretzky saying, I don't skate to the hockey puck. I skate where the hockey puck's going. So you got to find out where that hockey puck's going. You got to say, okay, what do I have to do to skate to there? And that's going to take research. It's going to take investment in probably in people. It's definitely going to take investment in technology. So you got to come up with those numbers, then go to your community bank and explain to them what you want to do. You got a track record. You know what you're doing. And go to them and say, okay, here's what I think I can do, and this is the capital that I need. And this comes back, brings me back around to why I'm angry about the tax cut bill. If you got the same tax cut as corporate America, you might not have to go to your bank. But that's not how things are. That's not reality. So go to your bank and talk to them about what you need to grow your business, because I don't want Amazon to be occupying and dominating both ends of the barbell. That would not be good for America. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.